USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Former President Trump is preparing to be arrested tomorrow in New York City. He may not be handcuffed, but will be read his Miranda rights, booked, then arraigned, and then most likely released on his own recognizance. Could be days before he ever appears in court. The NYPD is preparing for any protests that may happen in response to the arrest of former President Trump tomorrow. Terry Monahan is a retired NYPD chief.
There are currently hundreds of cops that are out on patrol specifically to respond to any demonstration, whether it's pro-Trump, anti-Trump.
Monahan said the NYPD is very mobile and will be able to quickly deploy officers to anywhere there may be trouble. Barricades have already been set up at Trump Tower and Manhattan Criminal Court. It's the first veto from President Biden. He rejected a bill that would have reversed a Labor Department rule on environmental, social, and governance investing, otherwise known as ESG.
I just signed this veto because the legislation passed by the Congress would put at risk the retirement savings of individuals across the country.
Biden originally issued the rule so money managers could consider climate change and other ESG factors when making decisions for retirement investments for their clients. A new report on the school shooting at a school in Uvalde, Texas last year says that the officers who first arrived on scene didn't engage the gunman because he was armed with an AR-15. They told investigators they had no choice but to wait more than an hour for backup. The U.S. is encouraging China's president to sit down with Ukrainian President Zelensky.
Because China, quite frankly, we believe, should hear directly from the Ukrainians and not just from the Russians.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby is hopeful that President Xi Jinping will press Russian President Putin to end the war in Ukraine and withdraw all his troops. The two met today in Russia. This is USA News.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to start the year right and keep that warm and cozy feeling going all winter long. Right now is the perfect time to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. That's $30 off an endless variety of gourmet choices, from incredible steaks, premium chicken, delicious pork to seafood. There's something for everyone, and every bite is backed by their 100% money-back guarantee. Visit omahasteaks.com today. Enter TREAT at checkout to get $30 off your order. Order with complete confidence today, knowing you're ordering the very best. Visit omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.
A witness in the former President Trump, Stormy Daniels, case says the key witness against Trump is a liar. Today, Bob Costello, a one-time legal advisor to former Trump attorney Michael Cohen, said Cohen is a known perjurer.
I've listened to Michael Cohen stand in front of the courthouse and say things that are directly contrary to what he said to us. My obligation is to bring the truth to both the district attorney and to Trump's lawyers. That's exactly what I did.
On the stand, Costello said that Cohen told him and others he was going to fix it on his own after being approached by Stormy Daniels' attorney. For his part, Cohen claims Trump reimbursed him for hush money payments to Daniels during the 2016 campaign to keep the adult film actress from exposing an alleged affair she had with Trump. An American aid worker who was being held captive in West Africa is now free. Jeffrey Woodkey was kidnapped in Niger 6 years ago. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said the release shows bringing detained Americans home is a huge priority. The man behind the company that created ChatGPT admits he's a little scared of artificial intelligence. OpenAI CEO Sam Altman telling ABC News,
I think people should be happy that we're a little bit scared of this. I think people should
You're
be happy.
A little bit scared.
A little bit.
You personally.
I think if I said I were not, you should either not trust me or be very unhappy I'm in this job.
Altman said he's worried about how AI could affect the workforce, elections, and the spread of disinformation. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.